Tim Gossage, SENWA commentator, has been good enough to join me for Dometic. Always have fresh food and cold drinks on hand, thanks to the new Dometic CFX3. Goss, welcome back to the program. Thanks for joining me.
Anytime, Dwayne.
The Freo players, cleared by police, I understand.
Yeah, they've been cleared. Nothing to see here. Said it's a bit of a media beat-up, according to Chris Dawson, the boss, the police commissioner in Western Australia. So we all move on. Still no word out of Fremantle, though, in regards to whether there'll be any player punishment for misbehaving, but or whether they were misbehaving or whether they should have been doing what they were doing in general that time of night with alcohol involved. So, but it only happened on Sunday, so why would we need more than 5 days to get a result from a footy club?
But that's what footy clubs do, Goss. You know that. What are you hearing out of the Wildcats with Bryce Cotton? It's a pretty big story. He's the best player the NBL's got.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because Lockie Reed, I said to him, I was just going on to speak to you, and Lockie Reed, who is Mr. Wildcat in Perth, said, well, it's fair to say the NBL has lost its best player. There's no doubt about that. And some would argue, well, he's the best Wildcat, along with Ricky Grace, over the history. So his record speaks for itself. You know, 3 championships, 2 NBL MVP awards, and 2 grand final MVPs. He's hard to beat. 3.5 years. Posted on Instagram that for family reasons, he's got to move on. Obviously, they're going to have to take a pay cut, significant pay cut. There's been some conjecture where he's going to go, whether it be Europe and or America, the States, whatever it may be. But it's a massive hole in the NBL, but even a bigger hole for the Perth Wildcats, who are on a, well, they're on that winning streak, that final streak, as we know. And he's been a big part of it since he's been here for 3.5 years. It's a huge story today.
Is he gone 100% or done and dusted, or can they talk him back?
No, I think he's gone. I think he's gone, Ski. Okay. It's his decision, and he's thought long and hard about it. I mean, he's got a baby, of course, and he's with a Perth girl. So it's a big call to make. But it hasn't. I don't think it comes out of complete left field that it's happened, but there has sort of went a little bit quiet in regards to if and when it was going to happen. I don't think anyone thought it was going to come today. I think there was would have been some sort of more form of negotiation, but he made the decision. He posted on Instagram, and everyone's keen to hear his side of the story. He leaves on good terms, and it's when there hasn't been a lot of news around in regards to positive or negative stuff apart from footy and hubs and COVID-19, this is a pretty big yarn to be sort of surfacing today.
And I haven't seen the WA number released today. Have you had another day of zero? What have you run of zeros? Have you had a few of them?
We've had a number of zeros, yeah. I think we had one yesterday, which was a teenage girl. We're going, okay, I see Canberra has none now. Did you see that? Mm. Canberra has no active COVID-19 cases. So, our Premier has done a remarkably good job. So have all of our forces and our health department and the like, and also the people. The people have been very, very good. And as I've always said to you and your listeners, Dwayne, if we had our way, we'd build the desert twice as big and keep you eastern states further away from us 24/7, so we don't have these type of things blowing up and we can secede completely and be like Hutt River Province all those years ago.
Any chance that the Prime Minister might release the shackles a little bit, open the borders on May 11, and we don't even have to have hubs at all? Is there a chance that we might just get fly-in, fly-out games for round two as per a normal AFL season, Goss?
100%, Dwayne. I think our Premier might be ahead of the curve here. He's laughed on the other side of his face a few times in regards to the way the AFL have conducted the conversation about hubs and where to, and mind you, I don't think it's been really driven that much by the AFL, to be honest. I think it's been driven by the players and the association. So no disrespect to Gill and the team there at the AFL. But the bottom line is that I think, for the want of a better word, it might be a bit of a ruse to call the bluff of the government to sort of say, hey, the ball's firmly in your court. You want this to happen and you don't want it to cost $40 million plus, then can you do us a favour? I think it's an absolute certainty that it will be a fly-in, fly-out situation. A la the first round. There's no reason why it can't. Players can stay in their own beds, get on a plane, go to a hotel, stay as a group, get on the bus, play against each other, get on a bus, come home. They're not touching the outside world, apart from playing against the blokes from another team. And we know that at this stage, there's no cases inside footy clubs. It sounds like it's a fair game to me. I think the hubs is too expensive. I think the whole thing is too difficult to pull off, and I agree with you. The ball is firmly in the government's court, and I think it will happen, and we'll be back up and running, Dwayne, and won't we be loving that?
And might we know fairly soon, federal cabinet meets tomorrow. I think the AFL is putting a proposal to the federal government, if not today, tomorrow as well. Might we know sooner rather than later? And is a mid-June start to the footy season restart possible?
Yeah. Well, it looks like that way. It looks like all the heads of the state and the sort of the respective bosses and health departments and health ministers are all part of this sort of, war room meeting that they're going to be having with the federal government, the AFL, and everyone's going to be pulling themselves together. I do think we're going to... I think it's picking up a lot more speed than we probably first realised. And I think the cards have been played close to the chest by many, but I think it's... we've got to be a little bit cautious that we don't, all guns blazing, but I do think it's going to happen, Dwayne. I think it's going to happen very, very soon. Hey, Dwayne, mind you, can I just make mention? Can we make mention somewhere along the lines that for Jared Waitley and the rest of the SEN crew, that Mitch Marsh has got an Australian Cricket Australia contract again? Can we just throw the name Marsh? It always goes down well with the Melbourne listeners. Mitch Marsh back in the, it's a good story.
Now, that anti-WA sentiment, of course. I hope you blokes aren't training together over there, getting any advantage, by the way, as well.
Yeah. Xavier Ellis, the ex-Hawk premiership player and the part-time West Coast Eagle, was very funny on Twitter yesterday. He said, no, I agree. We shouldn't be able to, the Eagles and Dockers shouldn't be able to train together in tens, but he started up his own personal training group and his first 10 clients are Nat Nui, Shuey, Hearn, Kennedy, Gaff, Kelly, Ryan, if you can do it for personal training, I don't understand why you can't do it as a football team for 10 players. I don't quite understand it, but anyway.
No, I'm with you on that. I think it is rather ridiculous. And you guys aren't even allowed to get together for an outdoor 10-person game of cards. Don't you, blokes?
No.
You're not even allowed? No advantage for you, blokes. You've got enough advantage as it is. Tim Gossage, great to have a chat, dear. We'll talk to you soon.
Anytime, Dwayne.
Hey, I miss you, by the way, hosting your show. Cheer the callers, miss you too, I think. Tim as well. Gee, the callers miss you. SENWA commentator Tim Gossage joining us and regular on SEN. There you go. You're hearing it from more avenues than ever. No hubs required. Fly in, fly out. Play the games round two as normal. Play them every day, every night of the week, right through the week, and maybe mid-June. So all the doom and gloom yesterday of this worst-case scenario might have been a complete waste of time.